At the Democratic convention last night, the delegates heard from a familiar voice, former New York Governor Mario Cuomo.
Who will say anti-family? Who will charge us being anti-middle class? Think again, America. Bill Clinton has done more to help the middle class than any leader in decades. 10 million new jobs. Interest rates low. Inflation almost non-existent. A tax code that asks the rich to carry their fair share, as it should be.
Commentator David Brooks is in Chicago and saw Cuomo's speech. He says it underscored how the Democratic Party has evolved.
A few years ago, a Democratic politician went before his convention and said that the Democratic Party would feel your pain. No, that wasn't Bill Clinton. It was Mario Cuomo in his 1984 speech in San Francisco. He said we should all, quote, feel one another's pain. With Cuomo speaking again last night, I went back and reread that 12-year-old Cuomo speech to see how Cuomo had changed and how the Democratic Party has changed. The undercurrent of Cuomo's 1984 speech was that a party and a nation measures itself by how well it treats the poor. Cuomo talked about poverty in Appalachia then. He echoed Roosevelt, Robert Kennedy, and Lyndon Johnson. The central figures in that Cuomo speech were the elderly who can't afford heat in the winter, and the homeless on the streets. Well, last night, Cuomo reflected on the party's unhappy electoral record since that 84 speech. His verdict? That the Democrats had, quote, slighted the middle class. In fact, this Democratic Party no longer defines itself by its approach to the poor. It defines itself by how it responds to the anxieties of the middle class. Clinton signed the welfare bill, and his party went along because the views of the white middle class take priority over the concerns of the underclass. The central figures in this convention include the middle class victims of handgun violence, and most of all, the two-income families struggling to raise children. Mario Cuomo was asked to speak last night to validate this transition from the Democratic Party of San Francisco 1984 to the Democratic Party of Chicago 1996. Cuomo celebrated Bill Clinton for his efforts to reconnect the Democratic Party with the middle class. Cuomo praised the balanced budget, putting more cops on the street, and other formerly Republican priorities. In effect, Mario Cuomo praised Bill Clinton for moving the party away from Mario Cuomo. For 12 years, the Democratic Party has tried to redefine itself away from the San Francisco Democrats. Bill Clinton's decision to sign the welfare bill is a huge step in that direction. And sad to say, I suspect that we will never again see Mario Cuomo at the podium of a Democratic National Convention.
David Brooks is a senior editor at the Weekly Standard.